Mansoul, the Vulnerable City, from 1 Samuel chapter 21. Much of our fighting as Christians takes place in our mind. 2 Corinthians 10 says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. In the 17th century, John Bunyan wrote a book called The Holy War. It was the siege by Diabolus on a city called Mansoul. It had 5 gates. The names of the 5 gates were Eye Gate, Ear Gate, Nose Gate, Field Gate, and Mouth Gate. It was about the fall and then the regaining of the city by Emmanuel. Fear grasps hold of the mind, and it can influence us in every area. In the storm, Jesus challenged the disciples. He asked them, "Why are you such cowards? Don't you have any faith yet?" The disciples had acted with cowardice in a storm. And then, when they saw what happened, they had a greater fear, the fear of the Lord when he stilled the storm. They feared a great fear, it says. This time, it was the right one. It was the fear of God. Giving way to fear results in cowardice. It kept Joseph of Arimathea from confessing Christ till the last moment. It kept the disciples locked up without any prison bars after the crucifixion. We must overcome fear. Esther was afraid, yet she went ahead with the plans because Mordecai challenged her. "Do you think you will escape?" So she went ahead in spite of what could have been an overwhelming fear. Nehemiah was afraid, so was Paul, and Moses too. We must not worry about the fears we have. We must worry about giving in to those fears. C.T. Studd said, "God never was a chocolate manufacturer, and he never will be. God's men are always heroes. In Scripture, you can trace their giant foot tracks down the sands of time," he said in The Chocolate Soldier. Paul could say, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." When we have a true fear, the fear of God, all other fears take second place. If we must have an obsession, it must be that we fear God. Donald Cogan said to Andrew White, "Don't take care, take risks." It was at this time David wrote Psalm 34, and it's full of references to the fear of God. The title of it says, David changed his behavior. He must have realized his mistake. Verse 4 of the psalm says, "I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears." In verse 6, he says, "This poor man cried and the Lord heard him." In verse 18, he admits to a broken heart. So he let God deal with it. He was on the run from a king whose country he'd saved, having to leave his wife and friends behind, taking his parents to another country and living in another country that he had fought against. Broken was the word for being lame. A broken heart, it stops us from doing anything. We have a medicine that is helpful for these situations. A phobia is a persistent and unduly strong fear of a certain object or a situation. 2 popular treatments for it are psychoanalysis and cognitive behavioral therapy, besides the pills and the potions doctors give us. But God has an answer. Perfect love will cast out fear. Talking therapies are not to be ignored, neither are pills. But if we can seek to solve our own fears and phobias with the Lord's help, it will save the health service a lot of money and make us stronger. Titanic survivor Eva Hart spoke of her experiences after the big ship sank. 20 lifeboats had been launched, and when the Titanic slipped from sight, lifeboat number 14 rowed back to the scene. It paddled through the darkness, chasing cries and seeking to rescue those in water. The other lifeboats remained distant because they feared if they rowed back to help, too many would converge on their boat and cause them to sink. Unfortunately, we sometimes act more like those in the other 19 boats. Fear stops us being involved in the plight of others. Martin Luther made this interesting observation in his table talk. God and the devil take opposite tactics in regard to fear. The Lord first allows us to become afraid that he might relieve our fears and comfort us. The devil, on the other hand, first makes us feel secure in our pride and sin, that we might later be overwhelmed with fear and despair. Yes, many could say they were afraid, like Paul at times. He said to the Corinthians, there were fightings without and fears within, but he had the greater fear, and so must we. The Lord bless you.